AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Richard Matt and David Sweat have been out of prison for 9 days now. The massive search goes on in upstate New York for the convicted killers who got out of a maximum security prison. A prison employee, Joyce Mitchell, is charged with helping the men get out. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says there will be zero tolerance.
If an employee was facilitating or an accomplice to this escape, they will be fully prosecuted.
Many people living near the prison are following orders to stay in their homes. Kurdish forces are said to be making progress in fighting against the Islamic State group in two separate offenses in Syria. The AP's Bassem Emroe reports the goal is to cut off supplies to the militants.
This would mean that the Kurds are in control of a long stretch of the Turkish-Syrian border, and this will make the Islamic State rely on Aleppo province to bring in fighters, and this would get them into areas that are contested with other rebel groups or with President Bashar Assad's forces.
Philae, the lander that is on a comet, is up and running again. It communicated to Earth for about a minute today after a seven-month hibernation. Scientist Monica Grady says this brings new life to their work to find out more about the comet.
It looks as if we're going to be rewarded and we're going to have another bite at the cherry, hack at the comet.
Philae is the first spacecraft to land on a comet. The Los Angeles Times reports the number of accidental shootings by L.A. County Sheriff's deputies has more than doubled in 2 years as the department switches to a new handgun. There were 12 shootings in 2012, 30 last year. A Nobel Prize-winning British scientist says he was forced to resign after sexist comments drew widespread condemnation. Tim Hunt says he was never given a chance to explain when he said the trouble with girls working with laboratories was that they cry when criticized. This is AP Radio News. Republican presidential candidate Lindsey Graham says the country needs to put more military muscle behind the fight against the Islamic State group.
I will be a commander-in-chief on day one who takes the fight to ISIL to literally degrade and destroy it, and Assad will go, and it's going to take more American troops to accomplish that goal.
Graham was on CBS's Face the Nation. On ABC's This Week, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says he'll announce soon whether he will join the Republican race for president.
The fact is that this decision is now up to me. I'll make it during the month of June, and then I'll let everybody know I'm the wallflower.
On NBC's Meet the Press, 2012 nominee Mitt Romney says the focus this time around should be on the economy.
I think the heart of the campaign in 2016 is going to be about who has the policies most able to lift people out of poverty and to help people in the middle class have rising incomes again.
Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush is expected to announce tomorrow he is running. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Turn your tax refund into a new bathroom at Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Upgrade your bathroom with Max. With more than 1,000 showers, bathtubs, and surrounds, you're sure to find exactly what you need to add luxury and style to your bathroom. Save big on our entire selection of Max bathroom products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.